Boom! We're in Quadros in Heathcote.
Is it Quadros?
In Heathcote Street, and they're doing a little bit of a art gallery sort of display, sort of get together, gather thing. I'm with Dan at Daniel Rose Art, and I'm also with Nick. Are you on Twitter?
What's your Twitter? NIKLP.
Nick.
LP.
I should know it, but you know we don't converse. So I'm standing in front of a piece of art from Matt Jordan, which the whole evening is about Matt Jordan. Actually, this is titled Spaceship. Dan, impressions.
Well, we're looking at bright, colourful, reminiscent of sort of QSD style, yeah. Broken up imagery. It's kind of with a cartoony edge. It's an interesting, you know, sort of blend of stars sort of going on there.
And it's got a bit of vinyl at the top there, and it's sort of almost like fragmented pieces of glass, isn't it?
It's textural and. There's a little bit going on in there.
I quite like these. You can't really place it, can you? Really?
No. I'm not entirely sure about the framing.
Okay, no. But,
okay.
Let's move on to another piece. So now in front of Inky Doodle, original watercolour collage on paper.
That reminds me of Trapdoor.
Yes.
Yeah. Trapdoor with the.
There's a lot going on in there.
So describe it for me, Dan.
Okay, so we're looking at a again quite a sort of. Do you know what?
I think he's sorting out the red one. I think that's mine. Yeah.
I've got I'll go for a red wine as well.
Sorry, we're just getting drinks and accoutrements.
Sorting out the important.
Sorry about drinks first. Okay, so it's Inky Doodle, and it's sort of like if you remember. Trapdoor from the 80s, which is very sort of like the bone, the talking skeleton head that was on the side. I can't remember what the bloody name was. It's very much like that. It was something like that, wasn't it? Yeah. It's very much like that. Very styled and sort of like, what was that? That witch on BBC One in the forest that electrocuted people, the television set.
Will-O-the-Wisp.
Got a bit of a Will-O-the-Wisp kind of annotation to it.
That's the sort of winky watercolouring.
And it's also got like a Union Jack with onion.
Onion Jack.
But actually, now I'm looking at it and I'm referring back to the title, this is an Inky Doodle. It is an Inky Doodle.
Yeah. Okay.
There's British theming going on there. We've got Union Jacks going on the sort of skull.
It sort of kind of looks like somebody's sat down and tried to start a sort of design project and they've put a load of ideas down and then just gone, I've already actually made the piece of work and then taking it to completion as a kind of.
Hold on a minute, everything is skull and crossbones here. Everything.
Okay, yeah, with the cross on the thing, yeah, okay. And I got you.
Could we be looking at the death of the Union Jack?
Could be, actually. Could be. Either that or he changed his weekly supplier quite often.
Oh, right. So,
you know, I mean, there is a lot of.
There was a sort of a chemical.
Yeah, there was a chemical thing there. I think that might have been the last bit of it, actually. Steaming eyeballs might have just finished there. Right.
Looking at the piece that's next to it, we're seeing more of the skull and Union Crossjack.
I like it, though. Style. Right, moving on.
So we're at the Jesus Home Pride, original acrylic on reclaimed wood.
I like that. Favorite
so far.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
It's simple but effective.
It reminds me of a piece I constructed myself. Actually, it was called Rolf the Crucifix, which is superimposed Rolf Harris on a crucifix.
Nice.
With a kind of rude motif underneath.
Okay, so what do we think of this one on above it, which is a reasonable price actually, $3.50, an original watercolour.
Apocalyptic carnival.
It's sort of very similar to the other works, but it's
a bit more refined this time.
It's got ache on the bottom of it.
They are cut out stencil pieces and also painted watercolours.
And really, really sharp actually, really nice. Yeah, I like his. I like the whole idea that it's all connected together in some way.
It's like nice use of white space in this as well.
I'm still trying to sort of work out what's going on with this. We've got ache written on a rolling pin. Copyright ache. written on a rolling pin, so I'm not entirely sure what's
Carnival.
That's
Carnival.
So is it an environmental piece? Is it some kind of environmental message somewhere in there? I don't know. Yeah, there's like
it's kind of like elements of the carnival, and it's obviously got the kind of very colourful stuff, the umbrella kind of thing, a bit of a marquee thing. But
what I quite like that is you've got this knife sticking
reflecting
out. Reflecting
the house.
That's kind of quite
nice. Okay.
Need some more reflection.
Well, we need reflection, so to do that first, we need to reflect on this glass of wine, and then we'll crack on.